After what feels like a very, very, very long campaign, the federal election and our democracy sausages are just around the corner this Saturday. Very excited for the democracy sausages, the best part of the election, I think. And the major and minor parties have been campaigning pretty hard this election, and they've been making use of television, radio, print, and all of the new world of digital advertising. Now, to help us get our heads around social media advertising and how effective it is, we're joined by Dr. Glenn Kefford, a senior lecturer in the Department of Modern History, Politics, and International Relations at Macquarie University. Dr. Kefford, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So we hear a lot about digital advertising and campaigning, but what does it encompass?
Well, it depends on the platform, but a variety of different measures and means in ways that the parties and individual candidates, as well as other associated groups like GetUp or whoever else, are really just trying to message to voters and to try to deliver a variety of messages that they want to try to layer across multiple mediums. So they'll use broadcast media as well, whether it's television or radio, even print, and then they'll want to layer their messages across other mediums as well, including social media like Facebook, like Instagram, or whichever other platform.
And are there advantages in advertising digitally opposed to the traditional avenues like television and print and radio?
Yeah, there's a number of advantages. One of the largest advantages, or I guess two of the larger advantages for parties or candidates are firstly that it's very cheap. It's very affordable to use social media as a way to try to send those messages out to voters. Extremely affordable, which means that there's a little bit of a democratization going on in this space where minor parties who aren't funded as well as the major parties might be able to try to connect with voters. The other advantage is really just that the parties, the candidates, they know that voters are online. They're using social media. They're using Instagram, where in contrast to television, for example, the viewership just isn't there anymore, that if they advertise around the nightly news or whatever it may be, you may only hit 20 or 30% of the target population, while on social media, that could be far greater.
Mm. Well, after the 2016 US presidential election, there was a fair bit of talk about the effectiveness of digital campaigning. Do you think it's a magic bullet tool to win an election?
No, definitely not. There's been a lot of hype and a lot of coverage of digital, and digital is certainly very important, and I think it's probably going to be increasingly important. But what we know from the scholarship on the effect of digital is that it's very small, the level of impact that it can have on actual election outcomes. And the reason for that is just that most people are very partisan in their views. They have very strongly held views, and advertising around individual parties or candidates or issues is usually not that effective in swinging voters.
If we're talking to Dr. Glenn Kefford, a senior lecturer at Macquarie University, on The Daily this morning, talking about the digital advertising campaign during the Australian election this week. So, Dr. Kefford, I would imagine this form of advertising can be particularly targeted in the same way that online advertising is. Is there any legislation that protects voter privacy?
No, this is one of the real talking points, and I'm sure it will be something that will be talked about further after the election, is that political parties in Australia are exempt from the privacy legislation, which means that they can advertise to you and get around things like no call lists or do not contact lists that commercial organisations have to comply with. So this is a real sticking point for many voters, and many voters are unhappy about this. Political parties are exempt from that legislation.
This coming Thursday, there's a blackout on political advertising, except you can still advertise politically online. Should this be banned? What's the issue here?
Look, it's open for debate. I think that the blackout is a way to try to give voters a sense to kind of make sort of unpack all of the issues and then make a final decision before they go into the polling. I don't necessarily think that the blackout should be extended to the digital space, because I don't think it's the most effective tool for actually persuading voters. I think the bigger question here is about privacy and the way that our personal data is used to try to target us with messages when most of us haven't agreed for this to occur.
Mm. Well, there's been a lot of news about, you know, you've got Cambridge Analytica, you know, a lot of personal information being leaked. You've got the Russia stuff going on in the US. So it's very concerning, all this political targeted advertising, you know, seeing where it's going to go in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is the real issue. The issue is not that advertising and campaigning online is going to be this magic bullet that's going to turn elections. The bigger issue really here is about privacy and about potential foreign interference. And we've seen, you know, over the last few years, there's been hack after hack on, you know, really large scale organizations. We've seen just in the last few days what's happened with the WhatsApp program, that our data is easily getting out there. And that's the bigger concern, that if our personal data is getting out into to foreign states or to foreign entities who might try to use it, that's the greater challenge here for electoral democracy and for us as citizens.
Mm, quite worrying times. Dr. Kefford, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem, thank you.
That was Dr. Glenn Kefford, a senior lecturer in the Department of Modern History, Politics and International Relations at Macquarie University, talking to us here on The Daily this morning about digital advertising during the federal election this year.